from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heart and Soul Summit. I'm Sue Erta, and as you know, if you've been listening to this summit, you know that I am so grateful to be talking with these amazing women who are the co-authors of the Heart and Soul Anthology book. I really, truly feel blessed to be here, to be able to talk with them, to be able to share them and their wisdom, their insights, their incredible inspiration with you, and also their practical guidance and lessons that they have so that you can live more from that space of heart and soul for yourself and every day. And today, I'm so blessed to talk to Sharon Plachet, who I have known for, oh gosh, over a year now, and she's really an incredible woman. I enjoy her spirit. I enjoy her heart, in which I get to see whenever I get to talk to her and interact with her. I love what she's doing in the world, too, and she'll be telling you a little bit more about that. And in fact, before we start talking with her, I'm going to read an introduction, and then we'll start talking with her. Sharon Plachet is a creative and caring, intuitive teacher, mentor, and healer. She has been in the healing arts since 1989. She's a practitioner, mentor, and teacher of Theta Healing, NLP, MER, and InnerWise. Her retreat center in San Diego offers classes, trainings, aquatic body work, therapeutic massage, yoga, meditation, and much more. She is grateful to be a practitioner for the WAVE Academy, which offers support to veterans with PTSD. She is passionate about empowering clients to discover, grow, and create in all areas of their lives. Her combined 35 years of education and varied life experience gives her compassion and commitment, which I have experienced myself, by the way, and she's an awesome woman. I'm so happy to talk with you today, Sharon. How are you?
Hey, Sue. Thank you so much. I am wonderful, and it's always a joy to connect, you know, in person and virtually, so thank you.
You are welcome. Yep. And I'm happy to have you. And your topic today is a neat one. I like it very much. The superpower of values, the secret to our motivations. Well, you know, so this is interesting because I know that we all, I think, have an idea of what values are. I would love to hear from you, Sharon. What are values?
Yeah, you know, when I started to delve deeper into values, I had to ask myself this question, like, what really are values? And I realized they're what actually brings a distinction to each one of us. We could even say it's the foundation of our personal expression. It's a lower, deeper level motivator that's at the unconscious level. And usually our values mean a higher perspective of something that's meaningful for us. So when I think of a value, it gives a definition to someone of who they are, their own definition, and also what's important in their life. And that value then will determine what actions we take, what behaviors we have, and even our desires. And when I started to look at what my values were in different areas of my life, I had an amazing aha. It gave me a greater insight into understanding who I am and what's important to me. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, okay, so we all have values. They're all different, although it's interesting because I think that I've so often read things or taken evaluations and it gives a list of values. Do you think that some people share the same values or have that same basic value principle in their lives? How does that work?
Well, you know what's fun is a lot of our values are innate within us. Some of them we've learned in our family of origin or different traditions that we've brought up, have been brought up in. And I would say there's often universal values, like different people can relate to the universal value of freedom or creative self-expression, or we value communication. And so we do have universal values, and often though our own personal definition of them, what they look like, what they mean to us, what they feel like in our bodies can have a different definition. And so the reason why it's important to know what we value and our personal definition is it's actually what's driving or motivating all of our choices. So if you said you value freedom and I say I value freedom, your definition of freedom and how it's important in your life and the areas it's important in may actually be very different than mine.
That is so true because, yeah, you know, I hear so many people say freedom is a value that they have, freedom, love, you know, compassion, those kinds of things. But that's so interesting because you're right. It does show up differently for everybody. So why does it matter then? Why are our values important in our everyday lives?
Well, the fun thing is they really are determining our identity, how we engage, and the direction or the trajectory of what we want to do. And you could even say they're our essence, right, our core substance. Like, we have to have them. They really govern our mental and emotional identity and how we engage our world. And a lot of them are hidden. We haven't taken the time to excavate the gems and fully understand them. And yet they're really the driving force. And so if we use that analogy, freedom, I have to understand why freedom is important to me. And then I have to understand what freedom actually means. What does it look like, sound like, or feel like? And then from understanding that why, because it's driving me in a direction, it's influencing my goals, my ambitions, my behaviors, then I need to take a look at the areas that freedom is really important, right, paramount. And so we can look at it life value, and then we have values that are specific in different areas of our life. So that's why it's important to know. It's kind of the hidden conductor.
Hmm. That's interesting. So what areas of life do values impact?
Well, the fun part is they really show up in every area of our life. And one way to simplify that process, and anyone that's listening, if you want to grab a pen or paper, is there are generally six areas that we define as the pieces of the pie, and we want to then look at what's the value. So the six areas would be personal growth. So people that are listening to this summit are obviously interested in personal growth, so that's one area. Second area would be love relationships. This is our intimate relationship with our partner, our spouse. A third area is health and fitness. So this is directly related to our physical body. The fourth area is career and money. So this is what we're doing in our world and how we bring in our resources and finance. The fifth area would be our family of origin, or what we honor or value in a family dynamic, both what we grew up with but what we create in our adult life. And then the sixth one is spirituality. And that's what we value in our spiritual practice, our connection with the divine. And so these six areas, personal growth, love relationships, health and fitness, career, money, family dynamics, and spirituality, are the main six areas that we would then choose one and elicit those values in that area. And so we are using the example of freedom, and I'm sure a lot of individuals listening are also very interested in the growth of their career and what their career provides and what they can do with their money. So if we found that one of our values in career and money was freedom, we would also want to know what else is in that bucket, if you will. So those are the areas that we would generally look at, and we would pick one and then actually find what values are there.
So that's so interesting. So these values, you talked about them being innate values and also universal values. Well, how do we find our own innate values?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if we pick an area, we could today say, okay, career and money, and we're going to literally ask ourselves, what do I value in my career? Another way to say that is, what's important? What has meaning? What must I have, right, in my career? And what we're looking for is a phrase or a key word. So even Sue, is it okay if we roll tape? I said to you, what's a value that you have in career?
Well, sure. I think that I like to know that I'm making a contribution. That's very important to me.
Cool. So something that you value in your career is being able to make a contribution. We might even say be able to make a difference, right? So if I continue to ask you, I mean, look at the work you're doing. It truly makes a difference in your life, in the life of others. It's profound. So that's a fundamental value in your career. So if we asked you that question over and over, what do you value in career? Great. What do you value in career? Wonderful. Next. What do you value in career? We start getting what the conscious mind knows, and then we go deeper and start excavating the unconscious mind, things that are sort of the hidden drivers. And so one great technique when you're eliciting your own values is to write down as many values as you can in a certain area. So I would say anyone who's listening, you want to do career and money, write down everything you value in career. Once you can't come up with any more, get up, walk around, go outside, take a deep breath, come back and ask yourself that again. So now we're sort of coming to a deeper level. What do I value in career? You might be surprised as you've emptied out one group, you sort of call that emptying bucket number one, you start to find there's other things that were not as prevalent. They weren't as much in the forefront. You do that until you can't come up with any more. Get up, walk around, take a deep breath, go outside, come back, and one more time. Really, this is a deeper level of honesty, really excavating the unconscious mind. What do I value in career? And after you've done that three times, it's a pretty comprehensive list of your values. So that's step number one. Then step number two, as you look at all of those values, you ask yourself, what's the number one? What must I have? What is imperative? Once you get your number one, yes, of course, you're going to say, what's number two, right? Okay, what's number three? And so there's going to probably be 15, 20, 50 values on that page, and we want to extract the top five and really take a look at that and say, are those my top five values in career? Then I'd like to even do 6 through 10. Because this is starting to help us identify the hidden drivers or motivators that's moving us forward consciously and unconsciously in our choices and our goals and our relationships, in this case, in our career. I had such an epiphany when I did this, because when I prioritized 1 through 5 and 6 through 10, I realized that freedom was number one for me. And then when I looked back at my life in the jobs that I had, why I made choices to change jobs, maybe went into a new career, I looked at what motivates me in the work I do now, freedom was a significant driver. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way, by the way. Freedom is one of my top values in all of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you've hit it. You just got that exactly. So it's important in career, but then you're like, oh, my gosh, it's important in all six of these areas. And so we might then say that is a significant life value because it covers all of the areas of your life. So I have found there's such a beautiful practice, a gift to myself first, and then through my own self-awareness, my ability to share and communicate with others. What are my values in these six areas? And as you elicit the values in all of these areas, and you literally sort of see the sweet cream that rises to the top in those areas, you might then start to be able to also see there's kind of universal life values that are important to you.
Hmm. Yeah. That's so interesting. You know, so that was going to be my question for you. Is it common that people do have, say, the top five are very much the same or very much overlapping in all the six areas? Or are there some people that have very different values that are their top values in these six different areas?
Well, I've seen both. When I've worked with clients and walked them through the process of eliciting their values, there'll be often a common thread. And sometimes people have a big surprise when they're eliciting values. Like an example would be in health and fitness, I worked with someone and freedom wasn't anywhere in their value system for health and fitness. It wasn't there at all. And
oh, wow.
So, yeah, there was really that particular value didn't really have a home or a clear representation in the health and fitness category. But could I give you an example of something that was so profound, a client that I worked with recently in this whole value?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. So she came to me and she wanted to work on love relationship. And I said, well, what's your motivation in having a one-on-one session? And she said, well, I'd like to bring more fun into my relationship. And I said, okay, great. I said, let's put that over here, fun. You want to bring more fun in your relationship. I said, have you ever elicited the values in a love relationship? And she said, no. So we went through this process. I simply asked her, what do you value in a love relationship? We literally sort of metaphorically emptied the first bucket, second bucket, third bucket. Took maybe not even 10 minutes. Then I said, okay, of all those values in your love relationship, what's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? She started to smile. She was getting more self-awareness and kind of understanding what she'd been creating in her life. We did 6 through 10. And then I said, great. I said, so now what was the original intention or purpose of having a session? And she said, well, I want more fun in my relationship. And I said, great. I said, so where is fun in your value system of love relationship? And Sue, this was what was amazing. Fun did not show up at all.
Oh, wow.
So those three buckets that we emptied when we were kind of excavating the conscious and unconscious mind with a focus on love relationship, she never said fun was valuable or a value system in her love relationship. And in that, she had an epiphany. Because here she was wanting to create fun in a certain area of her life, love relationship, and yet it wasn't part of her value system. So then this was the fun part. I asked her, I said, well, what is fun actually, what's the representation of fun? So I asked her, what does fun look like? And she started giggling, and she said, I see myself in my teens and 20s going out and partying with my friends. I said, okay. So what does fun sound like to you in your neural network, right, sort of her internal representation? And she said, well, I hear the sounds of being in the club and laughing and music. And I said, okay. And I said, what does it feel like having fun? She goes, well, it feels fun, but then I don't feel great the next morning. I stayed out too late. You know, I maybe had too many beers and so on. And then she looked at me, she goes, oh, no wonder I'm not creating fun in my love relationship, because my definition of fun as I have it currently doesn't fit in a loving, you know, relationship. Does that make sense? Like, she wanted to create something that wasn't part of her structure.
Yeah.
So,
wow, what an epiphany. So then what?
Well, the fun part was, is with that awareness, then we were able to do some different techniques that gave her a different definition of fun. Then we were able to migrate fun into her value system, and that's some of the work I do one-on-one with people. But that right there was the biggest gift she could give herself. And she said, oh, my gosh, this fits in so much of my life, because I've even been wanting to have fun in my career and have fun, you know, even with my family, and have fun when I take classes and have fun working out. And she goes, as much as I've been grasping and wanting fun, I wasn't finding it anywhere for two reasons. One, it wasn't in my value system, something I valued. And two, my definition of fun was no longer coherent or in integrity with who I am. Mm-hmm. Fun, huh?
That is fun. That's so interesting. And, you know, it's interesting because when you asked me about my values for career, you know, and I said some, and I actually wrote some down here as I was thinking about it, fun did not come up in mine, but I do want to have fun in my work and with the people that I'm dealing with. So that's very interesting because I don't know that I would have put it either, and yet I do desire it.
Yeah. So this is what I find is really great, is if we're desiring something in an area of our life, elicit the values and see that which you desire, is it in the current value system, right? And then mm-hmm. you need to get maybe what your old definition of fun is in this example and see if it's contemporary and really congruent with who you are now and where you want to go in the future. And to me, this is so great. That's why I called it like the secret to our motivations, right? And that's why values have a superpower, because they really are influencing our identity, our desires, who we are, and what we do. Yeah.
That's great. So you mentioned motivations. How do values drive our motivations?
Well, when we value something, we give attention to it, which gives energy to it, and that actually gives us a focus and direction, right? It's like the driver, right? It pushes us. And we could even say it's the part of us that has to be fulfilled or honored, right? It's the part of us that it has to show up in some way. I love this quote that I heard someone say one time. A value allows us to stand for an ideal. So the value is the motivator for living a life a certain way rather than fighting against something we don't like, right, or fighting in an argument. So a value lets us know what we stand for, what's meaningful, and we usually will give focus, energy, and direction to that. So that's how it drives our motivation.
Mm-hmm. That's important. So let's talk one more thing about values. What if our values are being overlooked or disregarded? What then? What do we do?
Well, you know what I found really fun as I observe myself and others is we'll get grumpy if one of our top values or even a significant value isn't getting attended to. You know, we get kind of disgruntled or grumpy. And so the bigger question first is, do I know what my values are, right? If we're overlooking or disregarding our values, we're going to kind of get grumpy with ourselves on some level. So we first need to be clear about our values and make sure that we're honoring them and attending to them in all areas of our life. The cool part is once we're clear, it provides a really strong, loving platform to share with others what's meaningful for us. It's like really opening up our heart and saying, you know, this is who I am. This is what I value. These are the expressions of me and sort of the must-haves in life. And that right there starts to build a bridge and rapport and connection. Now, when we know and we can share effectively with others and we have self-respect, we also want to understand and appreciate what somebody else's values are. So as much as I know mine and I want my values to be honored, I also need to make sure that I can honor and respect somebody else's values and start to find the common ground. I feel like I've observed in myself and others that sometimes when we have, it's like cloudy, we aren't clear about who we are and what we need, then our communication is cloudy. And it's in that little bit of cloudy water, there's confusion, and then confusion can lead to misunderstandings. So when I know what's true for me, I can share it with loving kindness and clarity. I find out what's true for someone else, and then we start to have a more collaboration of common ground. I believe we can move forward in having thriving communications and relationships. But
yeah,
The unresolved part that gets grumpy, right, about being overlooked or disregarded, whether it's the value or our attachment to it, that starts to create separation and the game of push-pull and, you know, superiority, inferiority. And I feel like there's a real even playing field when I first know myself, elicit and understand for me, and so I can appreciate and respect someone else, then I feel this is a whole different world. To me, it just became a different way of looking at things. And the other part is I needed to know, in this case, my definition of freedom, it might mean something else to someone else, right? If I tried to communicate with a boss or a coworker, when I'm saying I want more freedom, my definition of freedom can be different than theirs, and we're having a miscommunication, even using the same word.
Yeah, you know, and that's so interesting because that does happen, right? There is a miscommunication. We think we're talking about the same thing, and in fact, we're not. So, I love that. I love this, what you just shared, Sharon, because I think that obviously our values, you know, they drive us. They drive so much of what we do. So thank you for giving us a way to explore them and to figure them out, find what they are or discover them, what we have inside of us and what's important to us, and then to move forward with that. I love that you shared this topic today. Thank you so much for that. That was good. And you're welcome. And so, Sharon, I know that I know there are people on the call who would love to be in touch with you, maybe get some more information about you. And also, I know you have an offer for our listeners. So would you please share that with us?
Absolutely, Sue. Thank you. So anyone who's listening, you know, I teach. I do one-on-one sessions, mentoring. So any class or session, the first class or session you contact me for, I offer 10% gifting to the listeners and members of Powerful You. And I can also work with people in person in San Diego and also virtually. So lots of platforms for that. So would love to gift 10% of goodness that you can share out in the world and work together.
Terrific. And what is your website, Sharon?
Yeah, my website is SharonFrechet.com. So my name, SharonFrechet.com. And email's easy, you know, info@SharonFrechet.com. And you also can find me on Facebook. And there you can access connecting with me as well, some of my different videos and information.
Terrific. And Sharon, like I said, I love how you're showing up in the world. I'm so happy that we connected and we found each other and that you're a part of this Heart and Soul book. I know you shared a story in a previous anthology book that we did as well, and I'm so grateful to know you. And, you know, I'm happy that you did share your story in this book. It's really an insightful story. I know that our listeners will really enjoy reading that when they purchase this book on launch day, which is November 14th. And, again, I want to thank you just for being the person you are. You bring me joy, and I really appreciate that. And I know that you're making such a difference for all who are listening to you and learning from you.
Thank you, Sue. You're amazing. Love sharing the light and love with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And listeners, thank you. Thank you for how you're showing up in the world. Thank you for listening in. And thank you for taking an interest in your own personal growth. And I would love to know stories of you living from your own heart and soul, how you're doing that, and if these summits have inspired you, these interviews have inspired you. So be in touch with us if that's with whatever that is that you have brought into your life from these interviews. Be sure to buy that book on launch day, November 14th. When you do, you'll go to Amazon to buy the book. Bring your Amazon receipt back to our website, and you'll be able to sign in with it and receive so many gifts from our authors and partners, which are really incredible books. So the book is a really incredible gift. The book is one amazing, inspirational, motivational item for you to read. And also all of these gifts will really help you to up-level your life and, again, live more from that heart and soul space. So thank you all. Please continue to listen to the summit. And I am so grateful for all of you being here. Have a beautiful day.
Living from our heart.